I've been walking a tightrope between fact and fiction. Been wrestling with demons in small bottled prisons. Been talking to sinners who claim to be Christian. Been shouting at leaders who claim to be listening. And the pendulum swings, but I can't stop the pull. Our elections are travesties paid for in full by a gang full of sellouts who worship a bull. Why can't it all just be free and equal?
Hi, I'm Christina Tobin. Welcome to the Free and Equal Network. I'm glad to have everybody listening today. And we have such a variety of speakers. And today I feel honored to introduce to all of you Christina Heller. She's an independent filmmaker and really has quite a rap sheet. Christina, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Christina. Great to be here.
So great to have you. And I know our director of communications, JL, met you at a group this past weekend out in LA, and here you are. You were speaking out there about Libertopia, and I know a lot about the Free State Project. And just for our listeners out there who aren't familiar with it, can you tell us a little bit about your involvement as a documentary filmmaker with Libertopia and how it ties in with what Free State is all about?
Sure. The Free State Project is a movement to get liberty-minded people to all concentrate in a single state so that they can have a little bit more influence and maybe see liberty in their lifetime. And they chose New Hampshire as the state. And basically, even though the original statement was that they were going to wait for 20,000 people to sign up and then they would all move at once, basically a lot of people said, you know what, I'm not going to wait for 20,000 to get there. I'm going to go and get started. And over 1,000 people have now moved to New Hampshire and have been making quite an impact since about 2003. I was working as an independent journalist in New Hampshire during that time, making short documentaries for Current TV during the 2008 primaries. And I made a short documentary first about the pride of gun ownership. And that led then to me meeting some Free Staters. I made a short about the Free State Project for Current TV. And it was after that short that I really started to get to know some of the Free Staters, because they were, you know, they were kind of pleased with the way they felt I gave them a fair shake in my short documentary. I guess a lot of journalists, they feel like are trying to sensationalize or scandalize the Free State Project. And I just kind of presented the piece as the way I had actually interacted with these people. And I thought, as you know, to portray them as fairly and honestly as possible. So after I made the short, I decided, you know, that there was a lot more to this, and that this actually was kind of the feature that I had been looking for. So I did, you know, basically armed myself with some equipment. I bought, you know, camera, Sony Lab, Final Cut Pro, and iMac, all that stuff. I armed myself with equipment and headed out and made this feature film, which eventually became Libertopia. And Libertopia is currently available on the transactional digital platforms like iTunes, Amazon, Vudu, that kind of thing. So if you want to purchase it there, that's great. But also, I have kind of an exciting announcement, which is that within the next couple weeks, we're going to be finally putting Libertopia for free online. So basically, Yay. It'll become freely available. Yes, it'll become freely available to anybody who wanted to watch it. We're going to put it up on Vimeo, YouTube, everywhere. So if you're interested in keeping up with that and getting the links once they are available, I would recommend following us on Twitter at Libertopia or on Facebook, which is Libertopia Film. I'm excited about that, you know, because we signed with this digital distributor, which is how we ended up on iTunes and Amazon and all these other sites. But it's kind of been locked behind this transaction where people need to pay for it. And I just want as many people to see this film as possible. So I feel like I'm finally kind of like throwing off the shackles. Like I get to really just release this film finally for people to see. So,
you know, you remind me a lot of Amber Lyon. I interviewed her a couple of weeks ago, and she's the former CNN reporter and whistleblower. And she's really kind of, she's just that independent reporter going out there and telling the truth. And it sounds like as an independent filmmaker, you just saw something you liked. You went out there, you bought your own items, and you made something great. And you brought people and individuals. I saw, I watched a little part of, of Libertopia before the interview, and I saw how you brought in individuals to speak about what they believe in. It was just great to see, like, in media and creativity, being able to give these people voices. It's great.
Well, yeah, because one thing I always am trying to do is present these stories as fairly and honestly as possible, which kind of goes against, I would say, like a lot of the, you know, things you're taught when you're trying to make a film, which is that, you know, drama and conflict is what makes a good film. So you have to go out there and you've got to make this drama and conflict. Well, to me, I just don't know if ethically I can really do that, because here, you know, I'm spending all this time with these people. They're like lending their faces, their voices to this film that I get to put my name on, and to go and take what they've done and to somehow misconstrue what they were doing to serve the drama of the piece just feels really icky to me. I just couldn't do it. And so basically, when I film people, I always say the same thing, which is like, I'm not going to try to make you look stupid, and I'm not going to try to make you look crazy. On the other hand, if you just happen to be stupid or crazy, then I can't really do anything about that. But I really try to present people as fairly and honestly as possible. And when the people that I was interacting with in the Free State Project, and in particular, the people that I followed, were just some of the most, you know, principled, intelligent, passionate people. And I think it really does come through in the film.
That's cool. I'm really eager to talk about your new project, but, you know, it's in wrapping up just with Free State, I've seen that they've had some success, you know, in getting 12 Free Staters elected into office in New Hampshire, and I read about them having currently the safest streets in America, and first state to legalize civil unions without being forced by the judiciary. That's amazing, right? Passed it through the House. So it's pretty cool
definitely.
To see. It's pretty cool, right, to see, like, how these people came together and had an impact, at least on a local level. I mean, and
right.
It's just great.
Right. Well, that's why I always say one of the things when we release Libertopia for free, I'm going to make clear in the description of it, is that this is just – Libertopia is just a time capsule of the Free State Project between 2008 and 2009. They have really progressed so much since then. I mean, you'll see in the film that, you know, we filmed at Porkfest in 2008. Well – I went back to Porkfest in 2011 to premiere the film, and it was just a totally different animal. I mean, it was packed. It felt like a mini Burning Man, you know? So Libertopia really just captures a moment in time. And if you're interested in finding out more about where the Free State Project is now, I encourage you to go on their forums or check out their videos, that kind of thing.
Yeah, check out Free State Project. Google Libertopia, that is, everybody, in the upcoming weeks. It'll be free. So I totally support and I guess to personally endorse, you know, just going out there and learning more from independent, honest filmmakers such as yourself, Christina. And I want to get to really I'm really eager to learn more about. You have a new film coming up now called The Spark. And I checked out the trailer, and it's really cool. I mean, just changing the face of media, it feels like, and what you're doing is so, you have so much foresight. And I'd love for you to speak more about thesparkfilm.com.
Yeah, the spark is really awesome, and I think it's like a perfect extension of Libertopia, in that it's triumphing individuals who are trying to make the world a better place. Sorry about that. I just got a phone call. We will continue. So the spark is. Yeah, it does. The spark is about basically what is it inside people that ignites them to want to change the world in a significant way. We are profiling two organizations, one in Missouri, which some of your listeners may have heard about, called Open Source Ecology, and the other one in New Orleans called Our School at Blair Grocery. Both, we follow two leaders who are basically trying to make significant headway towards making, you know, society more sustainable, both economically and environmentally. I really encourage anybody who's listening. I mean, I can talk about it, but you got to see it. So, I mean, go to thesparkfilm.com, check out our trailer. And also, if you could find us, you can find us on Facebook at The Spark Doc, and also at Twitter at The Spark Doc. Because, you know, it's like one of the things that I can explain it, or you guys can just watch this amazing 3-minute trailer and it'll say everything.
The Spark documentary for sure. And you know, what really stuck out, I've been just watching it, about urban gardening, manufacturing, industrial-based, sustainable technologies, like you said, the open source ecology. I have to say, from electoral, I'm kind of a electoral, you know, just really what I really love at heart. And, you know, open source software is just such a wonderful thing. So when I hear open source anything, any word after that, it just rings in my ears. Can you tell us just a little bit more about open source ecology? And
open source ecology, which is one of the main stories we profile in The Spark, takes place in rural Missouri. A nuclear physicist decided to identify and design the 50 machines necessary for a small, sustainable civilization built from scratch with modern comforts. So first they identified what would you need to build this society. Now they are designing the machines. They then build the machines, they test them out on the farm, and once they work, they put the designs for free online. So instead of spending $100,000 on a tractor that's going to break down in 10 years, you can spend $8,000 on the Life Track from Open Source Ecology, build it yourself, and fix it yourself down the line. The possible implications of Open Source Ecology is huge. They have things like brick makers, power cubes, and the idea being that they, you know, we spend so much of our time as humans, you know, just trying to survive when all around us we have so much of the resources needed for survival. What if we could make ourselves sustainable so that we are our kind of daily toil could be whittled down to maybe 2 or 3 hours a day, as opposed, you know, so that people aren't working 8-10 hours a day just to put a roof over their head, get some food in their stomachs. There's this one great line in The Spark where somebody says, well, what happens when you finally get it going and people are only working 2 hours a day to survive? He says, well, then we get to realize the existential crisis of humanity and move toward worthier pursuits.
That's really cool. The technology is the future, Christina, and I like commend you of having so much variety in the work that you do from this to that. What matters is that you're reporting the truth and you're doing what's right and you're doing things that are, you know, pointing our world and our government and the people in the right direction. And technology, you know, when the electoral system falls into place, which it will, everything else will just take off, and technology is being number one. It's been, I feel, intentionally held back by the government. We're living currently in the dark ages. Well, that's soon to no longer be the case. And with independent filmmakers like yourself, you're going to help expedite that for sure.
Absolutely. young people especially who are watching this kind of content online every day, I think we're going to see radical worldview shifts in this younger generation, and I think it's very exciting.
Yeah, to not even just libertarians, but everyone, it seems, you know, independents, individuals, it's beyond, labels. It's just everyone, people.
Absolutely.
Going to love this video for sure. So go ahead and check out, everybody listening, the Spark Film, SPARK film.com. Christina, thank you so much for being on the Free and Equal Network. We'll look forward to having you again in greater detail. And that's a wrap. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Talking
to sinners who claim to be Christian, but shouting at leaders who claim...